Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm feeling this right here, G. Help me up a little bit, y'all.
Getting high cause I was down so low. Started looking up nowhere else to go. Once was lost but now I'm found. There's nothing to my mind is found. I love you. Never thought love could feel like this. Now I see all along what I've been. The rest of your love is so deep. If you need it would be so sweet. I'm so glad that you're in my life. When you're calling me I won't think.
Taboo Talk, featuring Christian consultant Lady Charmaine Day. This episode is guaranteed to be rich with sensitive, intimate, natural, full conversations about taboo topics rarely talked about within the Christian community. And now, get ready for the God chosen, anointed, motivational speaker, TV and radio personality, the one, the only, Lady Charmaine Day.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for that warm welcome. I hope this radio show finds everybody doing good because you make God look good. How y'all been?
All right.
Hi, Brooklyn Mike.
How's it going? How's it going?
It's going good.
That's
hi,
good.
Mama Day. Hi, how you doing? Hi, Brooklyn Mike.
You guys got so much hype. Y'all feel lively. Like I hope I'm coming off like you guys. You guys is like, y'all just happy to be alive and everything.
Yeah, we have our sugar intake every day. We be like, gotta get that sugar. And how's our beautiful listeners doing? You know, we missed you last week.
Huh?
I'm talking to our listeners, you know, the special.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we missed
them. Oh, man, they made God look good. Do you know, I went to tell them that last week I went to the Mac store and visited Antoine. And Antoine was telling me that some people came up in there, but he was like, who sent you? And they were like, oh, we got a secret that's too good for us to even tell you.
Wow.
And Antoine was telling me that he made some people look beautiful. And I was like, Antoine, you got to blow me out because you know next week is the event. And so he gave me my Mac makeover, and I felt like $1 million.
Wow. So Antoine is doing his thing, huh?
Antoine,
yes,
put his
is.
Foot in my face. I tell you the truth, I
got a
makeover.
Wow. Wow. So what is Antoine doing for the Father's, this Father's Day weekend? What is he doing for them? Is he doing anything?
You know, I don't know if Antoine's doing anything for the fathers, but he said he might be coming to the event tonight at Londell's restaurant.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
give us a
that's
shout
fine.
Out.
Wow.
Yeah, I think what, you know, Antoine's doing, he's getting the ladies looking good for the men for Father's Day.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. All right, then maybe I need to send some ladies to Antoine so they can look good on Father's Day. Ain't that something? So they can look good on Father's
that's
Day.
That's right. Shoot, you can make your Father's like Diana Ross, delicious.
God, man. I know this year for Father's Day, to all father listeners that are listening, like, we don't want no ties. We don't want no soap on the rope. We don't want none of that. We're not accepting none of that this year for Father's Day. We want great things like mothers are getting on Mother's Days.
Like what?
Mothers get dinner, clothes,
right.
Jewelry, more clothes, more jewelry.
Flowers,
candy, chocolates, dinner, you name it.
Jewelry.
And fathers, we get ties and, you know, we get the... Kids don't even go out for Father's Day. They make out gifts at school. If I get another picture drawn for my daughter from school, I'm going to tell you something.
You're going to love it.
Well, and then kids draw, and then the funny thing about it, kids draw pictures of how you look. You ever get a chance to have your nieces or nephews draw a picture of how they really see you? They will hurt your feelings. My daughter drew a picture of me. Now, I know I got big ears, but my ears are not supposed to come off the construction paper. You know what I mean? I'm like, what a gift. Then she going to ask me for money to give her to buy me something for Father's Day. That ain't right.
Wow. You gave her a lot, didn't you?
Huh?
You gave her a lot, didn't you?
What? Did I? And I go hard. The kids. Huh? Say that again?
Did you with Dumbo ears?
Yeah, I do got big ears. I got big ears. I hide them with hats and stuff, but for the most part, like, you never know how much kids are paying attention to how you look, you know.
Right.
And my ears were coming all out of the baseball cap. And I'm like, wow.
I never noticed that, Mike.
Really? Nah, I mean, I got pointy ears.
Now.
That's a whole different other story to how they got pointy. But anyway, that's another topic. That's another topic. But, yeah, they're pointing at the top as if they were being pulled. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, that sounds personal.
Personal.
It's one of those black dogs, black and brown dogs, where they make their ears shape like that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but, but the kids, I'm just interested to see what I'm going to get this year for Father's Day. But I got about 1,000 ropes and a soap and socks. and pictures made in school and all that other stuff. And, you know, I sit back and watch all the girls, you know, people give Mother's Day gifts. You guys, we go all and out and about.
Well, you do know why.
Why?
You don't know why, Mike?
Why mothers get all the gifts
yes.
and stuff?
Yes.
Let's hear this. Why?
Yeah.
Okay, there's two reasons why.
Okay.
They was like, mothers are for sure, and fathers are maybe.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of that, but I mean, well, you know what?
No.
Look, they don't say that when it comes time for spending money. How about that?
You can't say that about Mike, because Mike is a good father.
I try. I mean, look, Charlie, out of four, I know one of them don't kind of really feel me, but guess what?
What?
I don't feel her either. You know what I mean?
Listen,
we even.
Audience too, and the most important reason is that we, the women, we carry the babies for the
all right, I mean, all of that is good. All
and
that is
I
good.
Know,
but you know what? You're making it seem like.
And we deliver.
Okay, you're right.
Okay,
I can't even
Mike,
answer that.
Mike,
yes,
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. What we're going to do is tonight at the party,
right.
We're going to make you feel special because you are father. We love you, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay, so don't even worry.
All right.
We're going to shout out to all the daddies.
Yeah, shout out to all the brothers that are doing good.
Yeah, I wanted to say God bless you, all the fathers. We appreciate you. We appreciate you taking the time to raise your sons and daughters because what you do is so very important. And we appreciate you, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Mm-hmm. All jokes aside.
Oh, okay. Well, thank
okay.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, happy Father's Day. And we're going to celebrate the whole month like you guys do. Yeah. You know, Charmaine, y'all got Women's Month. You know that?
Yeah.
It's in, I want to say March.
Yes.
It's in March. Y'all got a whole month.
Yes.
When is Father's Month? When is Men Month? We don't have it. It don't exist.
You know.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all right, though. You get to pee standing up, so what else do you want?
Wow, thank you. Thank you for that one. Thank you. That was a good one. Thank you. Boy, do we like that one. And then you go to clubs and drink and eat free all the time. How about that? Just for looking good. You guys go in clubs and drink and eat for free. Y'all come to clubs with money in your pocket and you leave with money in your pocket. How about that?
Look, I got to give some people a shout-out. Can I give the people in the chat room our special Mo Smith? Hey,
yeah.
Mo.
What
hi,
up, Mo?
You say hello to Mo, everybody.
What up, Mo?
Mo is our number one chat room person, and we love him. And we want to say hello to Jay Strickland. Hey, Jay Strickland.
Hey.
Up in the chat room.
Ooh.
And we got Guest 417. Go ahead, Guest 417 on the download. We like that. How you doing?
Guest 7?
Guest 417.
Guest
417.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good lotto number, you know?
Yeah.
Guess that's what I'm about to say. I'm about to combinate that. Give me that number again.
Give me that combination number. Guess 417.
417.
Jay Strickland said, "What's up? We love you, Jay Strickland." So yeah, we want to say thank you to all of our chat room people. Look, they trying to make me multitask to type and say hello at the same time. I can't do that. You know,
yes, you can.
What I do? Hold on a second. Hello. I just said hello back. That's for everybody. Okay, so I want to jump right into our topic for this month, which is 77 times 7, dealing with difficult people. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 77 times 7, dealing with difficult people. So the first question is, have you ever dealt with a difficult person? When I say that, I mean, did you ever deal with someone who was mean, abusive, rude, obnoxious, or a bully?
Yeah.
I'm sure we all have, but I'm just
in the past.
I'm trying to think to, like, what extent, because I don't usually allow that to happen too long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once I spotted And if you're in my circle, you get deleted, you know, because I don't want no future conflicts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I dealt with a lot of pain in the behind people that worked my last nerve. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a very frustrating experience because there's so many things that they say that Christians are supposed to do. And I'm like, oh, Lord, you know,
right.
but for a long time I was conflicted as to how to deal with them. So how about you, Mama Day? Did you deal with any difficult people?
Yes, I have in the nursing field. Yes, I
mm-hmm.
have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What type of behaviors or characteristics did these people have? And I'm going to break it down into categories when they were young, like 1 to 5. What were the people like in elementary school?
Is that addressed to me?
That's addressed to everybody.
Oh, I don't know. I want to say 1.
I mean, like, let me expand it. 1 to 18, so elementary, high school, you know, you're dealing with bullies, people picking on you, calling your names. How were they in school? Were they the most popular, or were they just...
Well, see, I never really had that problem. I mean, every school had a bully, but I think the fact that I was always comical and like the class clown or the school comic, and everybody loved to be around me, so I didn't get any problems from anybody. I mean, I knew who the bully was, and, you know, it was just like, yo, where's Mike at? Let's wait for him to come to school. He'll make the day go by fast.
Wow. Wow.
So I didn't really have that. Like, you know, and then I think, I don't know when I established, like, letting stuff bounce up. Like, the biggest thing, like I shared with you guys earlier, was, like, my ears. But then once somebody said something about my ears, I was so on top of the comedic side would come out and would break them down so everybody would be afraid. It's like, yeah, we talk about his ears. You better have your looks together because he's going to break you down.
Mm-hmm.
So I was good at the your mama jokes, and nobody wanted to mess with me in that.
Mm. Well, I remember being, I don't even care what place I was, whether it was elementary, high school. I mean, people used to pick on me and call me names, and it was horrible. I was just like, you know, why you gotta hate though? Why you gotta hate? Like in elementary, they call me Chicken Chow Mane. I'm like, why you gotta mess up my name though?
They call you what?
They call me Chicken Chow Mane.
Oh yeah, that's funny.
Yeah,
I mean, no.
and then when I used to wear braids, hair extensions in high school, they'd be like, oh, look at that girl with the weed in her hair. We had hair extensions before, braids before people even knew what that was. Before
right.
There was a Mr. Kim in every neighborhood. And so I was just like, why they got to call my hair weed, though? You know, I was just like, Lord Jesus Christ, get me through this high school. I can't take it.
Wow.
And then the roundaway girls want to beat you up or have a fight with you. I'm like, why you want to fight me, though? You don't want to fight me. What, you know, what I do to you? You know,
right.
People were crazy.
Yeah. So why did they want to fight you?
Because I always had the cutest boyfriends. I mean, my boyfriends were fine.
Wow. See? That's all right. Okay. So
fine,
you were taking everybody's
fine,
boyfriends,
fine,
right?
Okay. And I think they were hating on that. And then when I was class president and homecoming queen and yearbook editor, everybody was like, Dad, they were like, what aren't you doing? You know, they voted me most involved and to get at me, to call me most conceited. I'm like, I'm the shyest person in the planet. You know, why y'all messing with me, though? You know,
right.
So it was a hating situation.
Mm-hmm. And you, Mama Day?
I didn't have that problem.
tell them about your fights, Mama Day.
Listen, I didn't have too many fights. But the ones that I did have, the reputation went before me and people left me alone.
Wow.
You know, and it wasn't like, nobody picked on me, but the few who, you know, wanted to get in my face and get stupid, it ended right then and there. You know, the fights were not nice.
Wow.
She being low-key about it. Mama, they put a foot in people's face, you know. She grew up in the South Bronx. You know, she kicked some butt.
Yeah, that's how I got my girls. I got them all in kickboxing, grappling, kung fu, all that. That's what you got to do.
Well, see, back in the day, we didn't have that. Your weapons when I was growing up was sticks and bottles, because, you know, anything that you could pick up and use.
Right.
And you know, chairs were handy, too, so.
Did you say chairs was handy?
She said chairs.
That's funny.
But, you know, I didn't have that many, but the few that I did have, you know, people just left me alone. But what else can I tell you?
So moving along, in our 20s, you know, how did these people behave? What characteristics did they have? Because now you're in the workforce, you're dealing with people on the job. You know, when people on the job, they start acting even stranger, believe it or not. You know, I found that people started doing these little corporate mind games, and, you know, now they're not playing with name calling. They're trying to get your job and stuff. You know, people
crazy. Oh, yeah. Yeah. People, I had this one job where they hated me.
Mm-hmm.
They hated me. I mean, of course, I was a lousy coworker, but at the same time.
Mike said I was a lousy coworker. Okay.
Yeah, I was a lousy, but they hated me. But the funny thing, I think, is that what kept me there is, like, the executive director, what he loved about me is that he saw that I wasn't afraid to lose work. You know, like, I wasn't afraid, and that I had bigger dreams and goals, and those people were just, they didn't have goals. Like, he saw my vision. And he would not let them, you know, the supervisors that were my immediate supervisors, they couldn't fire me because he, the executive director who was over everybody, he saw my visions and my dreams, and he was like, this guy is not even thinking about being here in the next 2 or 3 years, whereas you guys are here, and, you know, y'all are not even thinking outside the box. So they hated me. I mean, mind you, I was abusing everything. I mean, I didn't have no sick days, no personal days. No. When they fired me, I had to stay and work a couple of days because I didn't have no days. I didn't have anything, no days. But
well,
they hated
me. Here's a question for everybody. Why do you think people are difficult? What do you think makes people difficult? For real. What's the real motivation behind it?
I think insecurities. Not knowing their position or place, because that's very important. Like, some people, I think you just got to know your place. You can't have an ego. You got to know your place. If I know that I can only perform at a teacher's level at a high school, I can't be mad at the principal because she's the principal. That is her place. The teacher field is my place. And I think people hate or are difficult because it's so mainly, number one reason why, there's a lot of hidden insecurities, and there's a lot of hidden, I want to be just like you, and I can't be like you, and I don't want to put in the time or the work or the effort to be like someone. So, therefore, they just hate and make things, you know, problems for you.
Well, what about people who are doing a job that they're not qualified to do?
Is that it? Well, it's going to be a lot.
Doing a job that they are not qualified to do.
Well, we're talking about that's like 57% of the population, and you know
right.
that they're walking around with the like the emperor with no clothes on,
right.
and they scared somebody going to point out and say, you butt naked, you know. A lot of people.
They definitely have attitudes too, right?
Well, the people, you said the people who are working in positions that are not supposed to be there?
Not qualified.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very difficult because here you come knowing you're J-O-B and qualified and twice better than them, and they scared of you. You're scared that you're going to take their job, make them look bad.
Right, which falls right back under the insecurity thing.
Yeah. I think sometimes it has to deal with the fact that they're lonely and that their life is horrible and they hate you knowing you because you're full of sunshine or you look good or there's something about you that's really nice and they don't have it going on. And that's just pure jealousy.
Yeah. But you know what? I was saying this the other day that I'd rather hang around people who I know don't like me because at least I know where they stand. And at least I trust my judgments in around them, and I know what to do, what to say. But when you have someone around you in your camp, in your circle, that's envious of you or jealous of you, that person can hurt you so bad because they're inside, and they'll never come off revealing how they really feel about you, you know?
Yeah, those are sneaky types. They're sneaky types. Now, here's the thing. I think that this could be broken into three categories: power, respect, and popularity. That those are what these people want: power, respect, and popularity.
Right.
Would you all agree with that?
I agree with that.
Mom, Dad?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You sure, Mama Dad? Mama Day year came in like, yeah.
Okay, and what are some of the worst ways to get power? Stealing it.
Yeah, or by force.
Yeah.
By force.
Unearned.
Yeah.
Hurting somebody else's feelings or their body or reputation.
Yeah. All great leaders have done those same very things we're talking about to get into power.
Well, we know that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Some people go after power by making other people afraid of them.
Yeah.
You know, right. And that's not good.
True.
Yeah.
That's not good.
That's crazy.
Now, let me weigh in on with the Bible. What does the Bible say about dealing with difficult people? Y'all ready to hear some of the word on that?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to Matthew 5, verse 38. Okay, and it says, "You have heard that it was said, eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tonic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you." Okay, we're gonna come back to that one.
Yeah, please. Okay.
Because I feel the heat. Okay. And that was Jesus talking. And Jesus said somewhere else in Matthew 7, verse 1, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the method you use, it will be measured to you." And then in Luke, you know, Luke chapter 6, verse 27, "But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on one cheek," he says it again, "turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes or belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you have them do to you." Now, that's what God says about it, and I have to tell you, as a little girl, this was one of those things that I said, "Jesus, but do you see what I'm dealing with, though?" Like, I mean, how do I implement what you saying? This is some difficult lesson for me to learn, you know, and get past the hatred in my heart that I was feeling for some of the people that were doing me ugly and hurting me. I was like, okay, Lord, did anybody else have that experience listening to those verses?
I'm not going against what you just said because you said those are God's and Jesus' word, but that's, as an adult, that's very difficult for me to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's very difficult, and I'm being so honest, and I hope that's not one thing that's going to stop me to get to heaven, because I cannot. There has to be something else in the scriptures that pretty much says if someone slaps you. I mean, I know that's coming from the Old Testament. Am I correct?
No, that's the New Testament.
That's the
Jesus
New Testament.
Talking. That was Jesus. That was Matthew. That was
I just that's that's difficult. I mean, I can forgive people and move on, but you hit me. So what is the eye for the eye, the tooth for the tooth? That's like if you hit me, I'm gonna hit you back. Am I correct?
Yeah, but that's what Jesus said. That there was that saying, but he's telling you not to do that. And this is why I'm bringing it up, because it is difficult, Mike. You're not the only one. Like, you know, if somebody was to slap me up in my face right now, oh, boy, take everything in my heart not to beat the hell out of them and go to town. I wouldn't even waste a beat down. I'd be like, just let me just kill you straight up. Like, that's the first thing that would cross my mind.
Right.
But that's not what God wants us to do, you know. So, like, I can give you an example. I used to work at a hospital, and one of the laws or rules and regulations was that if there is a fight and somebody hits you, you are not supposed to hit them back, period. You're supposed to go get help. Even if they beat you down, if you get into the fight with them, both y'all going to lose your job. So, of course, while I'm there, this situation come up where somebody hits the other person and they were like, Miss Day, how you handle us? I said, you see our rule and regulation? You're not supposed to be up in the fight. Now, did you hit the person back? Y'all both at fault. It was a A and B shutdown case. And so I say that to you to say that, you know, if somebody hits you, you hit them back. You know, sometimes in certain situations, you get just as much blame as they do. Like another example that just recently happened, there were these kids that were in the zoo, and they were messing with the tiger, right? You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, they must have threw a rock or something like that.
And
you know,
tiger tore them up.
Tiger tore them up.
And you know what I got to say for them? Good! But anyway, good.
Tiger tore them up. And then the people got in trouble because, first of all, they shouldn't have hit the tiger. And the tiger got in trouble because the tiger shouldn't have hit them. Everybody.
How did the tiger? No. Can I jump in there?
They told, but hold on a second. They took the tiger down because the tiger struck back. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. This might be getting a little difficult. But was the tiger, like, detained or something like that? The thing is this. If God created a tiger, a lion, am I correct? And he created all animals with natural instincts, right? And humans should know better than animals or vice versa. But anyway, animals will have natural instincts. If that tiger felt threatened, his natural instinct is to kick in and kill and destroy. That's just how it is.
Now, Mike, I'm going to stop you right there. Human beings, natural instinct, and we're going to talk, I'm glad you brought up that language. Your natural instinct, if someone hits you, if someone comes at you, is to fight to kill. That's your natural instinct. I don't care what you are, if you're an animal or a man. That's your natural instinct. But we are Christians, and we're called to respond with the spiritual response. We're supposed to override our natural.
Let me say this, Ms. Day, and this Mother Day. If we all hanging out, and I see a group of men being disrespectful to y'all, it's on and popping. I'm just like, y'all know that right now. I'm not there yet. That's spiritual. It's on. You know, I feel like if I'm with you, I'm going to protect y'all. And it's on. I'm not there yet.
We understand that, Mike.
I'm not there yet.
Mike, we understand. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. A lot of people are not there. Jesus put out what this is the optimum thing, what we should strive for.
Right.
But we know, and this is why we're talking about it in taboo talk, and this is real talk, that we fall short all the time, and it's so difficult sometimes to implement some of the lessons. Just like last month when we talked about being horny and Christian, okay? It is difficult not to fornicate, okay? That is real live talk. This subject ain't no different.
Right.
It's the same. It's the same thing. That's why we're talking about it, Mike.
Okay.
Well, Mike, you're not by yourself, okay?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like,
You know, there's a whole world out there that agrees, and guess what? I agree with you, too, as a mother.
Right.
And even though my children are grown adults living their own lives, if I'm with them and somebody comes at them or something happens, I will jump in front of them.
Right.
I will stand beside them. And after it's over, I will ask God to forgive me.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that, yeah.
Because there's no way I'm going to stand there and say, you know, I'm going to pray for you. Could you give me your name, you know, because you right now you're abusing my child, or you're slandering her. You know, it's like, you know, you squash the situation, and we do that.
Okay,
you know?
Let me be clear.
And at times I have walked away and turned a person away too, because it takes two to tangle.
Yeah.
But
well, it takes one to do the electric slide, man.
Yeah, but the electric slide, and it is harder. It is harder to walk away. But let me tell you, a lot of us have to go to work, okay? And I'm going to tell you something. Let me put my HR hat on and 20 years of experience. You get down in Chinatown on a job, you will lose your job, right? You walking down the street, a beat down comes, somebody call the cops, and it's two of y'all in there. You know, people get in trouble. You know, there we got rules and regulations. We live in America.
Right.
So we're regulated. And, you know, so it behooves us to turn the other cheek for multiple reasons. And it's hard. It's not easy. It's hard for me, too. But that's why I brought it up. And, you know, Peter asked this question to Jesus. He said, how do you deal with difficult people, Jesus? You know, because, you know, I imagine Peter hearing this gospel. He had to say, come on now, Lord. Now, I done heard this how many times? And it says in Matthew 18:21-22, that Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Just like Mike is asking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Up to seven times. And Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. And that's how I came up with the topic today, because as a little girl, when I heard that, in my head, it was like somebody saying 77 times seven. Like I wasn't up to the seven times table then. So I was just like, damn. You know, what's 77 times 7? That's a big number, because it's bigger than the 66 times 6 numbers. So I'm like, oh, Lord, I'll never make it into heaven. You know, sometimes, just like Mike said, you feel like I'm the one. And I say to God, thank you, Jesus, for getting me to the place today where I could turn the cheek more times than I did before, but it's not easy for me as well.
Well, you know what that sounds like? I've been tuned in lately to Animal Planet, you know,
mm-hmm.
And they were saying, like, you know, if you train baby lions and you know, different kinds as pups, and you know, get them used to humans and just that and the other, you know, it takes some of the wildness out of them, right? But never forget, they are wild animals, right?
Right.
And as we grow older, I think we understand more of you know, what Christ wants in us. And it's not because you're older that you can't fight anymore. You know, if anything, you can fight better. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, to discern and say, you know, I'm going to walk away rather than stand there and argue or fight. But never, you know, a person should never forget that, you know, the old instinct is still there.
Right.
Now, there are some things that we can do, and I want to talk a moment, because we talked about the problem, and, you know, let's talk now about some solutions, okay, because I don't want to leave y'all thinking, okay, there's nothing I can't do when you deal with difficult people, right? One of the strategies you can deal when you deal with difficult people is to kill them with kindness. You know, don't fall victim to what they are doing, you know, and so if they're being mean to you, put a smile on your face and just keep a stepping. Or they not speaking to you, you still say good morning and hello. Just be cordial. Keep it moving, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think one of the things Mike said earlier, that he keeps his enemies closer because He knows where a jealous person is coming from. He could deal with their position. You know, and that's taking the strategy of treating them as your friend. Now, when I say kill them with kindness, you know, when people throw some negative things at you, there's things that you can say, like, you know what, if someone gets on mic with his ears, he could say, you know what, thank you for noticing.
I think thank you for noticing is good for someone like 10 years ago. Saying thank you to notice it to someone today, you got to come better than that.
Okay,
you flip it, like most comics do. If you flip it, like if I'm getting ready to come out on stage and I know I got big ears, I'll mention it before you mention it. So that's taking away your weapon.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
To even insult me. I come out like, man, I know my ears are big, everybody. Bam. You can't say
okay.
Nothing.
There you go. And another thing you could say if somebody's coming at you is, it's so nice of you to care about me. Others told me that before. Do you think there's anything I could do about it? You know, somebody snapping on your clothes or whatever, you know.
I'm telling you right now, I'm going hard.
I know. Look, I'm talking about for the ladies, because ladies don't always go hard.
Okay. I know. You come after me, you better have your whole entire outfit, look, everything better be together. Because you're gonna leave hurt. But I'm just saying, this me.
It's the soft and the hard approach, you know, yin and yang. Okay. or somebody has something else to say, and you can say, that's been bothering me a long time, please tell me more, you know, like, whatever. Or no one's ever had the courage to tell me or talk honestly about it. You know, let's have a deeper conversation. Mike is talking about the using laughter. You know, so when people say, you are so ugly, let's give them a specific one, Mike, and I want you to address this. I address this. Somebody tells me, you think I'm ugly. I'm like, if you think I'm ugly, you should see my mama. What you got to do, Mike?
What I'll say?
Yeah.
If someone say to me, yo, you are so, like if somebody says to me, you are so ugly, I'll flip it and be like, why are you messing with me? You don't know who I could be. When's the last time you seen your father? Hey, son. I would have stayed around. Didn't have no change.
Okay.
I didn't have no change. That's why I didn't stay around.
Damn.
Oh, look at that coat you got on. It's so ugly. Tell your mother to stop shopping at ugly stores.
Oh, Lord. Lord have mercy. Okay, let's work with this one. You look gross. I would say, I know whenever I look in the mirror, even my reflection throws up. What you got to say, Mike?
I look gross? I say, you're looking at it. Just think how you look. If I look gross, just think how you look. Are you the afterbirth of the pregnancy? Huh?
Oh, damn. I like that afterbirth one.
You are the afterbirth.
You are the afterbirth. Okay. And then they say, you know, this is the one I got, so I've been working on this for a long time. You are such a nerd. I say, I hope so. I've been practicing since birth. What you got to say to that, Mike?
I'm such a nerd. Tell me something I don't know. Tell me something I don't know. Boy, I hope you ain't really hurt my feelings. I hope you wasn't trying to go for hurt my feelings for that one, because you weren't successful. And then I might just say, out of all the sperms that could have won the race, you won.
Ooh, why you got to go with the sperm, hit the egg move?
You had to be the one. I mean, I'll go hard. You better have the right tongue for me. I'd be like, your father should have just shot you off on the wall somewhere. Anyway.
Dang.
I'm sorry.
That was rough. That
I know,
rough.
I go hard.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is the last note I wanted to say on this topic for today, was that boxers become great because they have someone to practice with. Bullies are your sparring partners in life. So they're a gift. God. I'm going to repeat that jewel of wisdom. Boxers become great because they have someone to practice with.
Right.
Bullies are your spar partners for life, and so they are a blessing from God. So, you know, when that difficult person comes across your path, say, thank you, Jesus. You just trying to make me better. Thank you. Oh, this is gonna strengthen me in such a way. When I'm finished with them, I like to see me the afterwards, because the before was something, but the afterwards is all that. Okay.
Wow.
So, you know, we gotta thank God for the blessing in it. Make lemonade, people. Make lemonade. Okay, so callers, we haven't heard from you, but if you have something that you'd like to say, please call in, and don't be shy. Mike is not going to snap on you.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God. We got, oh, my goodness. What? Jay Strickland done said something. I don't know what he was saying. He said Jesus. And then he said, now that is ugly. I don't know what he was referring to in the chat room. But we got more people. We got guest 427. Welcome, guest 427. Hope that's wonderful that you're being here. And guest 460, welcome aboard. Thank you. So we got three guests. We got guest 460, guest 427, and guest 417. Okay? And then we got two named guests. We got Jay Strickland and Mo Smith. And Mo Smith is our diehard faithful. Okay, Jay Strickland. What are you talking about? Jay Strickland is saying something, but they got to give me a complete sentence. Oh, Jay Strickland was saying that the joke about the afterbirth was ugly. Laugh out loud. Jay Strickland. Oh my goodness. And Jay Strickland says she is a woman. Okay. Power to the woman, people. Up in here, we got a woman up in the chat room. Give her a round of applause.
Hey.
Oh my God. I think it's our first. Okay. So anyway, now we're going to get to the segment of the show where we have wisdom. And I'm going to read you the bit of wisdom from Zero Mathematics, the science of today. And it's 2, number 24. When you do dirty or bad things, even if no one is around, God is. God sees all and knows all. He is a witness. Every deed you do, you are accountable to God for. And it's okay. When Jesus came, he came to deliver us as his believers from the condemnation that comes from acting outside of God's will, not doing what he wants us to. Relax, release, and breathe in forgiveness and move it past what you did. Move on, taking only the lessons you need to learn and the peace that only the Holy Spirit can put on your soul, because your Father allows that to be so for you. Praise Jesus for giving us life and the chance for everlasting peace. Okay. So, you know, God ain't holding anything against us. He allows us to be forgiven, and we thank him for that.
That's true.
Very true.
This is true. She said the afterbirth, laugh out loud.
Yeah, and you know what she said after that? She said, woohoo!
I don't know. You got to go hard.
You came hard, Mike.
I don't know.
He's circling, typing up something in the chat room. That's
yo, let me tell you, yo. You don't want your kids. Let me tell you. I have four daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And I try my best to teach them right, to be respectful, of course, respectful of elders and stuff like that. And you just, no parent want their kid to be a bully, but I bet you if you took a survey of 100 parents and you asked them, do they rather their child to be the bully or the one that's passive and letting stuff and getting robbed, what do you think they'll say? If they just had a choice.
I don't want my kid to be the bully.
Hello? Mama Day?
The bully.
Like you don't preach. I don't tell none of my girls to go to school and do anybody wrong or whatever. But today, and I got kids in different age groups, so I know what's going on in these schools.
Mm.
And in private school and everything. You sit back home and you try to tell your kid, listen, don't mess with nobody. Don't do this, don't do that. But then the kids start. Kids start picking on your kids, you switch easy from just tell somebody to, you know what, you better pick up something and knock the, don't come back home crying, I don't want to hear it.
Mm.
So some people go, well, that's wrong for you to be like that. But no, that's, come on. Now, you know, I tell my kids all the time, don't mess with nobody if you can avoid fighting. Tell a teacher.
Okay.
But outside of that, yeah, you go for yours.
Well, that's true. You want your child to be able to defend him or herself.
Right. And I don't care what nobody says.
I took my kids to karate school.
Right. My daughter goes to kickboxing. Now, although I had to take her out because her fight started averaging more and she was doing her thing. She was doing her thing. She went from one.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Jay Strickland is like, you got that right.
Thank you.
If someone hits you, you better try your best to knock them out. Oh,
that's
man.
What I'm saying.
Jay Strickland be telling that. Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you. So
okay,
we know.
Okay.
I'm sure as people in the Christian world, you do try to live right. And I totally understand that. But at the same time, you must have these kids prepared for the world that they are living in. You want to let them know what's wrong and you want to let them know what's right. But yeah, my daughter's in kickboxing, and no, I don't want her to be a bully. But if you had to say, would you want her to be the one that's passive? You buying her something, they taking it from her, and taking it from her, and no, I'd rather her be the bully and then me control her bulliness. Me, you know, like, hey, stop it, you know, stop it, don't do that. But yeah, my daughter's in kickboxing, and you know, she's a pretty little girl, long hair, and the whole everything. You know, and the little girls at a school, private school, they pull her hair, want to cut her hair, put gum and all of that. It ain't going down.
I feel you.
It ain't going down. Now she is a kickboxer and she is handling her business.
Well, Mike, I have to say this much. My mom did take me and my sister and brother to karate, but we were taught, you know, this is so you be prepared for a fight, but you don't go out there
exactly
for a fight and being aggressive. You don't
right
do that.
No, exactly.
You know,
and that's the one thing
also,
that I like about
you know,
it.
People don't, you're not supposed to. It's just so that you be more cool, calm, collected. And I tell you, the fact that we had that underneath our belt, people didn't mess with us. Like, we did one demonstration in the school for a talent show. And
right
everybody was like, ah.
Right.
You know?
And let me tell you what's so funny with that, Charmaine. I never went to karate school, but I brought the belt, and I had the belt on me every time I went to school around my clothes.
You silly.
Every day I had a red belt on, I had some jeans on, I had the karate belt tied on. They'd be like, that fool is crazy.
You crazy.
I walk around the school with no shoes on. I ain't know a bit of karate, but I walk around with no shoes on, just bowing for no reason and doing some moves.
Okay, we know you were the last dragon, bully master. You were the guy that was fighting everybody. But that's all right, Mike. We ain't gonna shout you
yeah
out.
Yeah, no,
nah,
you can do that. I'm telling you, I walked around with it. Yo, I walked around at school, at junior high school. You know, they thought I was already crazy coming to school with no shoes on. I used to bow and have the green belt around my school uniform.
Wow. Now, okay, now the other thing I wanted to say is tonight we got a couple of announcements. We've been telling you and reminding you guys about the big party we're having tonight, but just in case you forgot, tonight is the night. We're going to be at Londell's Restaurant. That's 2620 Frederick Douglass Avenue near 139th in Harlem. From 6 to 9, we will be celebrating Unlimited Help Incorporated's 8-year anniversary. And I'm going to be there. Mama Day is going to be there. Brooklyn Mike is going to be there and doing some comedy. And we're going to be honoring Brooklyn Mike for his big contribution to Unlimited Help. We're going to be honoring Mama Day for her contribution to Unlimited Help. We'll be doing book signing and raffle prizes, so it's going to be huge.
Wow.
If you ain't there, we don't even know what you're doing. And then the second announcement that I wanted to say is, if you haven't already, make sure that you log on to www.unlimitedhelp.com. We always post new pictures. There's a weekly blog of wisdom for you to keep you one step from insanity. And also, we got June's pictures up. We went to see Brooklyn Mike on June 1st at Caroline's.
Wow.
And I tell you, he was so freaking funny. We forgot to take pictures in Caroline's.
Wow.
We were, like, all dizzy and everything. And then when we got on the number 2 train, we were like, dang, okay, our size came back. And we're like, we need to take our picture.
And then we took our picture, so you'll see us on the number two train coming back after laughing our behinds off. I tell you, if you want to have a good time, you need to go and see Brooklyn Mike at mm-hmm. Caroline's or in his spot in Brooklyn, because he is the funniest cat on the planet.
And you don't leave my comedy show feeling offended or anything.
That's
you never, people, I mean, that's one of the biggest things people usually say. They're like, Mike, one thing we love about you, no one is never offended. No one is never worried about what you're going to say at your mouth. You keep everything tastefully and things like that. So if you ever come to a Mike Troy, a.k.a. Brooklyn Mike show, you will not leave in feeling offended or like, oh, he was too much. Okay? And I talk about things across the globe.
But not only that, it's funny. You know what I'm saying? Some people could be like, you know, I talk very good. No, who cares? Is it funny? This
right.
man is so freaking funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You will lose your mind laughing your behind off. And it's so freaking good. I mean, and it's just like, wow. You just have a good time. And you like, that's all I paid? I should have paid more because this man is so freaking good.
Do you know what? He is the only comic I know who can make a mad black woman laugh in 2 minutes.
Lord, we know that's a miracle.
And that's all it is to
himself. Yes, he is gifted. He has a gifting on him.
Thank you.
And I'm going to end the show with our gospel singer, Asaph Womack. In the beginning of this program, you heard the song, I Tried It All. That is the theme music for
I like that song.
You like it?
Yeah, I like that song.
Oh, it was hot. And he's given us license to use that music as Taboo Talk's theme music, and we love it. And our closing music is You Reign, talking about Jesus Christ. He reigns in our lives. And we're just going to end it with our theme music. And we hope to see you tonight. And if not, we ask that you stay blessed, go get your makeovers, have a wonderful Father's Day, and thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, continue to be blessed, not stressed. Goodbye.
I like that. Be good. Until the next time.
Take care.